Sky 9017. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me, Sky.
Yeah, what's up?
Now I'm going to introduce you to my friend Jibo. He's going to talk to us for a little bit. So Jibo can...
Oh. Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot. My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Sky.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
I like blue too.
Oh, that's such a coincidence.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Whatever you say, Jibo. All right, we're going to start. I want you to tell me the letter you see, the picture, and then any other word that starts with that letter.
A, apple, and that's not yet. B, blue, and bumblebee. Mm-hmm. I like. C, cookies, and gobble. Type snake.
What?
I don't know. It just popped in my mind. D, duck. Dog. D, duck, dog. Dog chases duck. E, elephant. Eddie's in my class. He likes elephants.
That works.
Fish. There's a dude that was in, I think, my third grade class or something named Finn. I keep seeing him. Guitar.
What's the letter?
G, guitar, and Grace, that's the start, that's her name. H, house. Hannah. The type of skin and stacky board. I, eyes, and Italian. I don't know. J, shoes, and Jack. Key and Kate.
You like the names for those, that works.
O, leaf, and
If you don't win, you
lose. M, monkey, and moo. N, nose, nose, Noah, north.
There you go.
O, orange. O, orange, and one. P, plate, and play. What? Q, the duck goes crack, and quiet. It's to the duck. R, red, of course, and Raiden, my brother. S, spider, and sky, me. T, table, and tan. U, umbrella, and unicorn.
That's a good word, man.
V, vacuum, and
there's a planet that starts with V.
Oh yeah, Venus. So that's also, I think, a Roman god or goddess, I don't know.
Correct, yeah.
I don't remember. W, watch, my last name. X, x-ray, and
that's a tough one. There's an instrument.
Xylophone.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. Y, yogurt, and yikes. C, zebra, which is very common. And sack.
Nice. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. We'll move to the next one. All right. Go ahead and tell me the numbers.
That's a one, which also starts with O.
There's some of those dental consonants, like SHs and But not as necessary.
Two.
Beginning of the sentence, but more like when it's
three. This goes in order.
Right? Because
four.
She was very thorough in trying to explain it to me, but there was so much to go over.
Five. Six. Seven. Here's an eight. Nine. Which I am right now, and then 10 I'll be in this September. 11.
Oh wait, what did you say that one?
10.
Thanks.
And then 11, the age Harry Potter goes when he goes to Hogwarts, 12, the second, you have to be to enter the second year to Hogwarts, 13, third year, 14, fourth year, OMG, 15, fifth year, and then I think 20 must be, wait, 6?
What?
20 must be 6, I'm guessing.
What's this number?
20.
Oh, there
you go. Wait, why is it going to say 25?
Because we're just skipping ahead to give you the numbers that we want you to tell us about.
Okay, 25, wow, then 30. It just goes in order.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 40, 50. Okay, I want to get to 100. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. And 200, 500, 1,000, 1,009 plus 7 equals?
What does it equal? You tell me.
Let's see. Wait. 16, because whenever there's a 9, you'd add you'd go the number minus 1, and then that's it.
Nice.
That's the number, just with a 1 in it. 19 minus 1 is 18. Everyone should know that. 6 times 3. Oh no, 6. Yeah, 6 times 3. Let's see. 12. Plus 6. Let's see.
You're right, yes. 1 plus 6. Yeah, it is.
Let's see. 18?
Nice job.
21 divided by 3 is 7.
Perfect. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
Great job.
All right. So, if this is a shoe, and now there's two of them, what would you call two?
A pair.
Two. So one shoe, two.
Shoes.
Nice job. Just like that. So I'm going to call this a brib. So if there's one brib, now there's two.
Bribs.
Perfect.
A lamp.
This is a light, we'll call it.
And two lights.
Mm-hmm.
Bell.
This is a bell.
Two bells.
This is a yak.
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 Two yaks?
Mm-hmm. This is a crib.
Oh, yeah. Crib for baby. Two cribs. So you have two babies.
This is a pite.
And two pites.
This is a foo.
Two foos? It says toy on it.
This is a kel.
Two cows. They look strange. The cows. Some of the cows.
This is a rock.
Two rocks. Look exactly the same. It's just strange.
Duck.
That looks like a duck bill. Two duck bills. Which means.
I'm going to call it a dup. So if there's one dup, now there's two.
Dups.
Nice. This is a slide.
And then two slides.
This is a skack.
Two skacks look like clowns, though.
This is a bag.
Two bags. Toy
this
boat.
Is a ship.
Two toy boat ships. That sounds
this
cool.
This is a cup.
Two cups.
This is a snack.
Snack. Two snacks. They're
peeping. This is a yag.
Two yags. They look strange.
This is a mip.
Two mips. They look cool.
This is a smide.
Two smides. They look strange.
Good job. Hit a buzzer for me. That's it for that one.
You said
I like that one.
You said different ones each time.
All right, for this one, Jibo's going to tell us what to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Sounds good.
Okay.
What is this?
I think he's going to show us. There it is. Can you tell me what you see?
A boy in a boat with a man in the boat with him and two fish and something in the corner behind the lion.
Mm-hmm. Look really close. Anything detailed you see? What are all the little stuff in there?
Grass, flowers, dragonfly, lily pads, seashells, I think. And I think I see lilies.
Nice. So tell me a story about this. How do you think they got there?
I have no idea. I think it's definitely fiction because a lion never befriends a boy.
Yeah.
Unless it was born with the boy.
Huh? That's true. So, yeah, use your imagination. Tell me what you think happened.
Like, people took a baby boy and a baby lion cub and put them together. And then they're on a boat.
That makes a lot of sense. Where are they going?
I don't know. Maybe just, like, I think they're just exploring. Because it looks like they're exploring the lake.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you see there?
I think there's rocks in the distance.
Mm.
Or like huge dragonfly wings.
Yeah. Interesting. Anything else?
No, really. I think you see predators today.
All right. Jibo, I think we're done with that picture. Can you show us another one?
What is this?
A dude pretending to be like Superman on a bed, which he forgot to clean up. Oh no, a pilot. He's pretending to be a pilot, shooting airplanes around in his messy room when he was supposed to be cleaning it.
That makes sense. Can you tell me all that you see in there?
I think he has some books. Oh, something. Maybe socks. His dresser has like something hanging out. He has a picture frame, happy clouds, and like I think fake clouds. I don't know. And I think a bed sheet or something over the ceiling. Toy cars on the floor. A sock where it shouldn't be on the floor. A pillowcase, his bed's unmade, and his window is halfway open.
Yes, good description. So you said he's pretending to be
a pilot.
Yeah. How can you tell? Bless you.
I can tell by the hat and goggles, and sort of the outfit.
Yeah. What's going on at the top of the screen? What's that?
It looks like a true sky with a plane.
Mm-hmm. Bless you. Alright, cool. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Nothing except the boy should be cleaning his room.
Why?
What is this? What is this?
Oh no. We'll see what pops up.
A dude experimenting and with an octopus thing, reading a book in a science lab. And a dude has bushy hair with a light bulb in his hand, big under arm, and just running somewhere with goggles. And Octopus Gritting's just looking at him like right now.
Cool, good description. What,
I see a rat.
Yeah, that too.
Two rats.
Books. What are they doing there?
I don't know. Maybe they're pretending to be dead so that they can go and devour some stuff. Maybe he left cheese.
Mm, yeah. So what kind of science do you think they do there?
Just experiment on animals.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the octopus is like? Is he like an experiment? Is he there to help? What do you think?
I have no idea.
Yes.
I guess that they captured him from the wild and forced, and he just became a scientist or something.
Yeah. Anything else you see here?
Yeah, the clock thing in the corner.
What is it?
That.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's strange because he's holding on to, like, a magnifying glass, mm-hmm. but it also looks like it's part of the thing there.
Yeah.
So it looks like a DNA thing.
Yeah, makes sense. Anything else?
Nothing except why the rats there.
Cool.
I don't see a lunch or anything.
All right, Jeeva, we can show us another one.
What is this?
A woman carrying a giant thing. I forgot what it's called. With slugs in her garden and weeds and stuff, and a fence in the background. This time it's an actual open sky, not like the dude in his, who's supposed to be cleaning his room, with a match in the sky.
Awesome. What kind of place is this?
I think it's like a garden.
Yeah.
Farm, something.
Although
I don't know how the thing grew so big.
Yeah. Do you think this is real life? Can you find a farm like this?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know any snails that go that big, and I'm sure the turnip has leaves on it.
Yeah. Have you seen a snail before?
Not one with a cell. I've seen ones that look like this without shells, but never with shells.
Why do you think there's so many of them there?
I have no idea.
Anything else you see on this picture?
A shovel.
Yeah. What's a shovel for?
Digging up the plants.
Cool. Anything else?
Yeah, why does he have the the biggest turnip in the world?
That is a good question. I don't know.
And does the next one have a dog?
Awesome.
That would be strange.
Thanks, Jeeva. That was cool.
You're doing great.
Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. All right, go ahead and read me this page, okay?
It's sweet potatoes. This festival, so it means it grows under the ground. Sweet potatoes are large and sweet. Sweet potatoes are long. The skin of the sweet potato can be yellow, orange, red, brown, purple, or tan. On the inside, the sweet potato can be tan, white, red, pink, purple, yellow, or orange. If the sweet potato is white or pale or yellow, it is not very sweet. The sweet potato tastes sweeter if it's red, pink, or orange. There are many ways to cook a sweet potato. You can bake it in the oven. You can make sweet potato fries. You can even make sweet potato pie. I do not think that's real.
All right.
Because it could be tan on the outside and the inside.
Yeah, that's true. All right, go ahead and read this one.
Joe Tuss, big brother, generally reads lots of books. This one reads too, but sometimes she just plays with a cat. One day, her brother came home from school with a top reader prize. Jennifer was very happy. Mom and Dad were pleased. Jennifer was happy too, but she wanted to be a top reader. You must read five more books in a week. I will help, her brother said. Mom took her to the library to get lots of books. General helped him sister read the books. The next week, General got a top reader prize. Fantastic. Let's read lots of books every week, so you both will always be the top readers, said Dad.
That's kind of funny, because it's like the prize you got, huh?
Yeah. Except I got books for reading.
All right, read this one for me.
Cam visited a water park with his Uncle Mo. Cam was running around with his squishy shoes. A boy who was bigger than Cam asked, "Why do you have your shoes on?" Cam looked down at his feet and shook. "Why not?" Cam told him. They both started to laugh. "Come on," said the boy. The boy started to run, and Cam could barely keep up. They ran at zigzags to avoid the tall water. They jumped over the soap water. The boy found his rest, and they also started playing a game of tag. It was not so fun until Cam said that. Cam didn't see the girl on the other side of the tall water. The girl didn't see Cam either. Cam was running as fast as he could, and pow, they both fell hard. Cam's arm was bleeding, and his eyes were swollen. He stood up and helped the girl get up. "You okay?" Cam whispered. "I'm sorry, I did not see you there." "Well, you should walk," yelled the girl's mom, who came to help the girl back to her towel. Cam felt sad that the girl was hurt. Then he realized he didn't even know where his Uncle Mo was. Now Cam's eyes were leaking water. He's glad he was all wet so no one could see his tears. How could such a great day turn so bad? Cam closed his eyes and counted to 10. He did his chin up and tried to find his towel. Maybe Uncle Mo would be near the towel waiting for him.
Do you
want to
read this last one or do you
want to
move on?
I'll read this last one. A garden is a place where people grow fruit or flowers. Gardens can be big or small. Gardens can be in the ground or they can be in a small pot. Gardens can be at home or in church. Some kids have gardens at their school. There are gardens at the White House, the home of the President of the United States. One garden grows fruit and the other garden is the Rose Garden. You need 4 things to grow a garden. Sunny spot, good soil, water, and time. A sunny spot. Plants need sunshine to grow nice vegetables and flowers. A spot that faces south is best. Good soil. Soil is a kind of dirt. Pile up the soil like a small hill so that the water can go down. The pile of soil should be 20 inches or the size of a ruler. It's good for your plants if worms live in the soil. To find worms, cut leaves 3 inches, but cut up leaves 3 inches down the soil. Water. Gardens do well if they get about 1 inch of rain each spring. If it's hot and dry outside, you need to give more water to your garden. The best test is to put your finger in the soil. If you get mud on your hands, it is too wet. If the soil is dusty, the plant needs water. Time. Some plants grow in a few weeks. Others take a few months. You must learn to take care of your plants and enjoy the food and flowers from your garden.
Awesome job. Hit a buzzer for me. We're going to do a few more of these and then you're all done. So tell me what he's doing and right, step
he's,
by step how
he's
you do
brushing
it.
His teeth. And I just get my toothbrush wet, put the toothpaste on it, and then brush my teeth.
Okay.
And so his toothbrush looks like a beard. He's washing his hands. I put soap on mine, and then wash it. So if it's downstairs, if it's in the downstairs bathroom, I have to get the soap wet, because it's a bowl. I do tie his shoes. I tie his boots, too. But I double knot it so that it stays longer. I had to tie when I got here. A girl putting cereal or something in it, her bowl. I don't do that. My ma does it. A dude putting a sweater on. I too put sweaters on. But oh, is that short? No one tells.
What do you put on first?
I technically do either shirt or something, and I always do the stuff that goes under first. A person making cupcakes. I do not know how to make cupcakes.
Do you know how to ice cupcakes and decorate them?
I think.
Can you tell me how to do that?
Yeah, you just put the icing on, sort of however you want it, and then you put, you grab the stuff you want to put on and put that on. Go up. And then, somebody painting. I just like to paint. But Angie, oh, there's people. That's it. I have my own painting thing.
Oh, cool.
With watercolor. So you get the paintbrush wet, and then you just write up across the page. You can also do it with a dry paintbrush. Mm-hmm. A dude buckling himself in. I do buckle myself in the same way he does. Like, you take it, pull, strap. Although I do not have the same car seat. Someone feeding their stuffies food, like pretend. I do not do that. My stuffies just sit on my drawer and look at me while I sleep.
All right, you can be all done. Go ahead.
Someone at Halloween.